Stop 15, Wetlands. Not all of the Blue Hills Reservation is dry hills. Tucked between the hills are many types of wetlands, swamps, bogs, and marshes. Each type of wetland has unique characteristics and is home to specialized plants and animals, some of which are found nowhere else. Swamp is another name for a wet forest. It is drier than many other wetlands. Swamps are often shady and dark with trees, woody shrubs, and ferns. In spring and fall, the swamp can be identified at a distance by the brightened color of the buds or leaves of the red maples. Frogs, toads, and salamanders are commonly found in swamps. In the Blue Hills, you can see swamps in many low-lying areas or visit the Great Cedar Swamp. Ponkapog Bog began forming thousands of years ago when a glacier scooped out Ponkapog Pond and filled it with melted ice. Chilly water and poor drainage created acid conditions. Small plants such as water willow and sphagnum moss formed a floating mat around the pond edge and then grew across it. Carnivorous plants such as sundews and pitcher plants grew in the extreme conditions found on the floating moss mat. Later, high bush blueberry and leather leaf shrubs, as well as Atlantic white cedar trees, moved into the bog. This process may continue until the entire bog is converted into a wet forest. Part of this exhibit is a trunk of a witch's broom. This white cedar looks as if it has short, shrubby bushes growing out of the trunk in some places instead of normal branches. This unusual branch shape is caused by a mutation and is often found on the white cedars growing in bogs. Please feel the texture of the cedar's trunk. Marshes are former ponds. The years pass, mud fills the pond, and plants begin to grow above the water. Cattails, purple loosestrife, sedges. Red-winged blackbirds nest in the cattails. Muskrats make hilly homes out of sedges. Bees visit the marsh to collect nectar from the many flowers. Fowl Meadow, a 650-acre reservation adjacent to the Blue Hills and bordering the Neponset River, protects an extensive freshwater marsh. Marshes soak up water and prevent floods. They also provide valuable habitat for birds, frogs, and other wildlife. On your right, as you walk through this exhibit section, there is a touch table with rotating exhibits. Please stop and explore the touch table items.